I think what is very important today in the world is to make sure that we have an efficient allocation of resources and an efficient implementation. Okay. So we can reach people with less resources and we can really have a return on our investment. Mm-hmm. And to do that, we need really to be close to people. And mm-hmm. the Situation Room, which is the first we have been launching in Kenya in the world, yes. is a tool which will really help to have a stronger interface with the community and monitoring the health of community mm-hmm. and trying to facilitate decision in terms of policies and yes. investment. Oh. And we are very happy that Kenya leadership, which has been acknowledged by our partners, mm-hmm. a smart partnership they have been able to establish with the Global Fund and mm-hmm. PEPFAR. Mm-hmm. So Kenya is really showing that they want to bring a transformative agenda, particularly with the commitment of the President of the Republic.
Oh, you've said that Kenya is showing the other countries, and you've talked about the leadership of the country. So how can you relate it with other African countries? Are they also following the suit?
I think, you know, a few years back, it was a conspiracy of silence everywhere in Africa. People okay. were refusing to even accept that AIDS was there. Mm-hmm. And today we managed to really broke this conspiracy of silence in most of the countries. And Kenya is leading in terms of reducing new infection. Mm-hmm. Kenya is also reducing death due to HIV okay. AIDS by 74%. And also during the last few years, they reduced completely the transmission from mother to child. Mm-hmm. So 77% reduction in children born with HIV, which is just showing that Kenya is really trying to use HIV/AIDS as an entry point to have a healthy people in the country. But other countries like Ethiopia, also South Africa, mm-hmm. Botswana, mm-hmm. Namibia, all those countries where we were not having hope, even Uganda, mm-hmm. are just showing today that we can really control this epidemic mm-hmm. and we can go for what I can call ending AIDS as a public health threat by 2030.
Okay, and then there's HIV AIDS prevalence in developing countries because of stigma and discrimination. It's high, and we have groups that are affected. I will just wish you to comment on this. Specifically on the LGBT group.
Yes, I think, you know, the beauty of the fight against HIV AIDS, it put light to the dark side of our effort. Okay. People who have been left behind. It mm-hmm. could be migrant population. Look at what is happening yes. everywhere today mm-hmm. in vulnerable communities, fragile communities, sex worker, drug user, yes. Prisoner, man having sex with man. Mm-hmm. So all those groups need services like anyone else.
Yes.
They are a citizen of the world. They should not be excluded because their social status, because their belonging. Mm-hmm. What we need to do is to really be inclusive.
Okay. And then there's this young people aged between the ages of 15 and 24. Are being infected with HIV AIDS. I think the research shows that the data is on the rise. So do you think with this fast track plan, we can able to reach like zero infection of HIV AIDS by 2030?
I think if we don't really work with young people, if we don't have a fast track plan for young people, we will fail. Because almost 40% of new infection are still amongst young people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm really calling for sexuality education,
mm-hmm.
making sure that we have reproductive health and rights. Mm-hmm. Young girls can know about their rights, but also they can have a skill to protect themselves.
Okay.
So we have less early pregnancy, we have less unsafe abortion,
mm-hmm.
and a risk of transmission of HIV. But what is more important in the fast track plan for young people is to really change the paradigm of working with them. Instead of considering them as just a passive beneficiaries of
okay.
our program,
mm-hmm.
they should be really what I call actor of change.